CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The Shapeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a direct admissions. With or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta, but before we start the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we're going to recognize the pre-net check-ins, Echolink stations, and any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before. So starting with the pre-net check-ins, we have K4XMR, that's Mel and Prosperity, W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville, W4FCM, that's Fred, bringing with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla there on Traveler's Rest, KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville, KG4PFI Don and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda there in Piedmont, KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock, KM4BLH, that's Kurt in Greenville, N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville, bringing with him KQ4JSK, that's Kim in East Asheville. Good to have you with us tonight, Tony and Kim. W2MJB, that's Mark, bringing with him KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy there in Simpsonville. KO4RMM, that's Kurt in Greenville. And KN4RJN, that is John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And that looks like that's going to do it. I just did a refresh, and there aren't any more that were added while I was calling out the ones that were there. We appreciate everybody that used the pre-net check-in capability. That's exactly what it's there for. And we do have some Echolink stations. So Echolink stations, CERN. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4JW. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
Okay, that was one of three Echolink stations. That is KO4WTQ. That is Greg, and he is in Brunswick, Georgia. Good to have you with us tonight, Greg. We do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. We do have two more stations. One, KO4RYP, asking if I would ask Larry to meet her on frequency after the net. So, yes, I will do that. KK4JBQ. When Larry checks in, I'll be sure to do that. And then I'm going to go ahead and check in KO4RYP. That's Anna, and I'm not sure where Anna is. Anna, if you're still listening and you can put down your location, I would appreciate that. Chad and Anna, and they must be in Campobello. I looked up and saw a few messages back. So that's KO4RYP and KO4NUE. And they are in Campobello. And, yes, I will ask Larry, KK4JBQ, to meet you on frequency after the net. And we do have one other station that is now, that is still there on Echolink. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
Net control, net control. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Juliet Whiskey, that's KQ4OJW in Seneca, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, and I would like to give a shout-out to Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. I lived in Brunswick, Georgia for over 20 years, 73 zone.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KQ4OJW, Daniel in Seneca, and calling out to Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Greg's normally in Greer. I guess he's just visiting in Brunswick, and that's probably why he's using Echolink tonight, Daniel. And we do have another Echolink station. Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
Control, good evening. This is Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, Gus, in Southwest Florida. Thanks for calling me in.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize AA4GH, that is Gus, in Punta Gorda, Florida. Good to have you with us tonight, Gus. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope you're having a wonderful evening. It got warm up here. Got up to almost 70 today, I think, if not 70. Anyway, appreciate you being there with us tonight. That does it for the EchoLink stations. Do we have any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and you're not quite sure of the protocol or how to check in? Just throw your call sign out there and I'll do the rest. Okay, looks like we don't have any brand new amateur radio operators this evening, but we do have a lot going through training classes and a lot going through testing. So we expect to get plenty of new amateur radio operators in the short term. Let's see, tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with Alpha through Delta, a station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Good evening, sir. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar and 4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Be negative and negative this evening. Everybody have a great weekend. Avoid those. Don't get stepped on by those Rittiers. 73 the net.
JW. Bring me in the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
Okay, recognize N4AHO, that's Doug in Walhalla. Good to have you tonight, Doug. You sounding good. KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy there in Easley. Gary is our Wednesday night net control operator, and he does all things swap net as well. And Gary, I was talking to a new ham earlier today, and I pointed him in your direction for a 2-meter rig for his vehicle. He's using a handheld, and he wants a mobile radio. So KO4L... Something. I can't remember. I thought I could remember, but I couldn't. Anyway, you're going to be getting a new ham radio operator on Wednesday night, hopefully looking for a 2-meter mobile rig. Just giving you a heads up on that. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta range that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Oh. NK4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central. Going to be negative and negative.
W4DJW. Yeah, Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative. My HT died just as I keyed it up there.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4AFT. That's Michael in Central. You're sounding good, Michael. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And via EchoLink, KK4DMW Rick, bring with him KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello, Rick, and I hate it that your handheld died, but your EchoLink is working mighty fine. And I did hear another station that keyed up about the same time Rick keyed up. And because I'm right here co-located with EchoLink, I heard Rick over anybody else, so if you checked in this past time and you did not hear your call, I'd really like to get you checked in. Try it one more time. W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is Kilo India 4, Delta, Delta, Delta. That's KI4DDD. Name is Alex. I'm portable in Clemson tonight. I'll be short time, 73.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KI4DDD. That is Alex in Clemson this evening. Portable in Clemson. Good to have you with us tonight. Alex, your portable is working just fine. That double was some, that wasn't your, that wasn't for lack of your ability to get in. You got into the repeater just fine. Let's see, do we have one last call for Alpha through Delta? If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Kilo, Juliet 4. Bravo, Kilo, India, KJ, rock you, but do me an out, you have a great one.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KJ4BKI, that's Jack in Rock Hill. You're sounding good from Jack from Rock Hill this evening, Jack. Do appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. Let's go ahead now and move it on up to the, looks like I've got another EchoLink station. Okay, between RF groups, we're going to go back over to EchoLink. EchoLink only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
This is Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey Bravo Bravo. That's KG4WBB. My name is Steve. I'm down the hill from y'all in Martinez, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KG4WBB. That is Steve, all the way from Martinez, Georgia. Steve, you sounded good into Echo Link. We do appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. Let's see, now we're going to bump it up to the Echo Through Hotel Group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begin with the letters E through H. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. I'll be negative tonight, Dave. Stay dry tomorrow.
4DKW. Are you 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet? Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
DJW. This is Kilo Delta 4 Hotel Echo Yankee. KD4HEY. Jim, I'm in Piedmont. I'm negative and negative.
All right, that's a good group. Net Control likes to recognize KO4HKX. That's our Sunday night net control operator, Patrick, in Penrose, North Carolina. Be sure and stop by tomorrow night and check in with Patrick at the same time, same frequency. Good to have you with us tonight, Patrick. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. KC4EZN, there's Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. We do appreciate you being here. Wouldn't be the same without you. W4FHJ, that's Gene over in Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Gene. You're sounding good. Saw those pictures of your modified dash for easy access this morning. Good modifications there going on there, Gene. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And KD4HEY, that's Jim in Piedmont. Jim, you sounded wonderful into the repeater this evening. We do appreciate you taking the time to be here. Do we have any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group who would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, looks like that's going to do it for the Echo Through Hotel group. We'll bump it on up to India through Lima. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L. And will I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I am James, reported mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And finally getting my voice back from having some kind of sinus drainage thing. But anyway, back with you guys. But I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
JW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks again for holding the net.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO, that's James over in Tuxedo, North Carolina. You sounding good, James? I hope you do get over that cough quick. I know that's horrible when you've got that going on. And KO4JKV, that's our first two Monday nights of the month. Net control operator Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina. Duncan, you're sounding good. We do appreciate you being with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, looks like that's going to do it for that group. We'll bump it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with M through a P. And will I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4OIM. That is Walt and Emmett. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Walt, you are sounding good into the repeater. And KO4PXB, that's Lloyd in Simpsonville. Lloyd, you're sounding good as well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in. And W4NTQ, that is Eddie in Simpsonville. Eddie, it's our honor to have you on our net. Eddie's 99-year-old ham radio operator. He's the oldest ham radio operator I know. And that's a badge to be worn. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening, Eddie. Appreciate you spending your time with us on the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Do we have any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net? Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Good evening, Dave. This is Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo. Danny in Greenville. Be negative and negative.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra. This is Robert in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KQ4NHB, that is Danny in Greenville. Danny, you're sounding wonderful. Love to hear those KQ4 calls coming in. Those are new ham radio operators. New calls. That's good. KQ4OAS, that's Robert in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. You're sounding good as well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net? Call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it up to the next to the last group, the Quebec Through Tango group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
BW. This is KC4SKD Larry, and also my wife Rhonda, KG4AHS. We're both in Easley. We're in and out tonight, and I do have a couple of telephone relay. My brother Randall, N9TEC, is in Asheville, North Carolina, and KF4GGF Charlie in Goose Creek, South Carolina. And I hope everyone's having a good evening today. Thank you for calling the net. KC4SKD.
Or DJW. Name, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty. And just check me in and out tonight. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
JW. Please check in Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, Bob down here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for calling the net. And 73 to all on the net.
W. Check in November 4, Sierra Mike Hotel, N4SMH, Josh and Greer. Negative and negative tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Okay, that was a fantastic group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N0TR, that is Tom. He is a neighbor of mine over here in Greer. Tom, tell Miss Bernice we said hello and do appreciate you being with us this evening. KC4SKD, that is our every other Friday night Net Control operator, Larry, in Easley. Bring with him KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda, and N9TEC, that's Randall, and he is in Asheville, and KF4GGF, that is Charlie, and he is in Goose Creek, South Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello and do appreciate you taking the time to be with us on this Saturday night. KO4QLG, that is Chris, sounding good from Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. You sounded fantastic. And AA1RD, that is Bob down in Piedmont. You sounded good as well, Bob. Do appreciate you taking the time to be here. And here's a blast from the past, N4SMH. That's Josh in Greer. Good to have you with tonight, Josh. Josh used to be here a lot, but he's making his way back. He wandered away, and now he's making his way back. Good to have you with us tonight, Josh. Hope to hear from you many more times in the future. And by the way, you're number 50 tonight, so you have to come back on Wednesday night and check in with Larry to claim the door prize for being number 50 on Saturday night. Do we have any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that brings us to the patient group for Saturday night, which is the Uniform Through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. NKN4VWA, Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha on an HT from a hot tub in Inman. I hope everybody's having a nice evening as I am. I'll be negative and negative.
BW. Dave. Please check in. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4 XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
JW, please check in. Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike. That's KX4YM. Scott, Greenville. Negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4VWA. That is Steve. He is in a hot tub in Inman with a handheld. That handheld's doing good. You must have a counterpoise dropped in the water. Anyway, sounds good. You can't get electrocuted with it that way, Steve. That's a good idea. K4XB, there's Tommy from Southern Greenville County. Good to have you this night, Tommy. You sounded good as usual. And KX4YM, that is Scott. He is in Greenville. Making it in just fine from Greenville tonight, Scott. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Now let's go ahead and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Have you? Hope you and Miss Sam, you're doing good. Please check in to Whiskey 4. Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, if I can remember on call. Beverly and I are doing pretty good. Hope you and Amy are. Good evening to you and Amy and all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. On the day, I guess. See you in a little bit. 7-3.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize W4IOE. That is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sid calls the 14664 net tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, every Sunday at 8 on 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure to check in with Sid tomorrow night. I'm sure he'll appreciate it, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And Sid, we do appreciate you being with us this evening. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And KK4JBQ, that is Larry. He's bringing with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. I got you down for comments, Larry. We will be back to you in short order. And you've been requested to hang around after the net. KO4RYP, that could have been Chad, but it was using Anna's call. Anyway, hang around after the net because Chad or Anna was wanting to talk to you after the net. And I'll be back to you for RAG2 in just a little bit. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the formal, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with Pure Alex Tops for check-ins between RAG2s. And we have one RAG2er up on the stump. That is KK4JBQ Larry in Greer. Larry, you got a brand new clean shiny stump. Just got a little sprinkling of rain on it. And that's about it. So it's kind of slippery, so be careful. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, KK4JBQ here. Well, I'm not going to argue with a little bit of rain. We have been so fortunate. You know, my observation, I'm not originally from here. I grew up in East Tennessee, and we had all the same weather, but summer is a little different here. But winter is largely the same. Every so often, a sprinkle of snow, enough to keep you interested in the thing they call snow. But February, both places, February can be the worst of the winter months. I think one February we got a 14-inch snowfall. And it warmed up just a little bit, enough for the snow to melt just a tad on the top. And so, I had nothing like snowshoes or anything like that. So I would walk just across the yard, the front yard, and it would support me a little bit, and then my foot would fall through. And I'll never forget that. It was something just to walk up and down the yard and back into the house. Just can't imagine how people walk in deep snow where that is a common thing. Oh, gosh. Anyhow, today was quite a good day, aside from the weather. Donna, I have a habit. I think I started back, if you recall, the miracle on the Hudson. Maybe this will ring a bell. So each and every day, well, actually twice a day now, I take Donna a cup of tea. She likes tea. I don't drink it, but I make her a cup of tea. Different in the morning than it is in the evening. But this evening when I walked up with her cup of tea, she showed me what she'd been working on. Monopolize the airways. So I'm going to ask you if you've ever heard of Zentangle, and then I'll explain what that is. KK4JBQ.
Zentangle, no, I have not. That's a new word for me, and I'm curious about what that might be.
Well, it's an art form. It's made up of tangles, as you might guess. It's beautiful drawings based on the Fibonacci principle, the Fibonacci series of numbers. Now, I know you're a mathematician. You have to be. And so you're familiar with Fibonacci.
No, but I am with fractals. And fractals is something, I don't know if you're familiar with fractals, but fractals, you can zoom in. And when you zoom in, you get the same granularity you had when you were zoomed out. And you can zoom in closer, and you can zoom in closer. And the more you zoom in, you can zoom in to a depth that is deeper than the universe is wide with fractals. If you got a strong computer. If you got a weak computer, it'll take many, many years. If you got a strong computer, you can do it in just a few hours.
I have to say that's the best short explanation of a fractal I've ever heard. God bless you. a fractal, it's geometry, of course, and it was conceived by a fellow by the name of Mandelbrot. I'm not sure of his lineage, but Mandelbrot. Fractal geometry is how those beautiful images and fascinating concept came into being. But Fibonacci was an Italian mathematician from, I think, around 1202. This goes back a ways. This is in Italy, of course. I think maybe Italy had the best mathematicians. But the way this is derived, it's rather simple. You start with the number zero, and you add it to the next number that follows, and that would be one, right? And zero and one is one. And you always add it to the previous number then. So one and one is two. And 2 and 1 is 3, and 5 and 3 is 8, and 8 and 5 is 13. That's the concept. That's how it builds. And it goes on ad infinitum, of course. But what it results in is what the Athenians, before they built the Parthenon, what the Athenians called the golden triangle. No, I'm sorry, the golden rectangle. The Parthenon, of course, is a rather boxy-looking building. On the whole, it's a beautiful building, but it's a boxy building. And they had trouble with the steps leading up to the Parthenon. I don't know how many steps there were, but if you stand off at a distance, maybe 40 feet or so, they didn't look like they were level. They sagged in the middle. And the Athenians didn't like that at all. So they came up with a way of constructing, of course this is made out of blocks of stone, of constructing it so that it bulged just a little bit. And at a distance, they looked level. Now, how about that? KK4 JPQ.
Well, Larry, that's really interesting. I could go on and on and on about math. They used Fibonacci to describe a curve as well. And that curve is used to forecast stock prices or trading in general, Forex more than, you know, stocks. But you can, they'll lay a Fibonacci curve, you know, and they'll have two of them. They'll have a high and a low, and they'll say that stock is based on past behavior will fit in the beginning of a Fibonacci curve between a high and a low bounds, and it's going to continue to fit within that. So people use that to predict prices of stocks, and the same thing with, you know, foreign exchange, a currency, a Forex, like the Deutsch against the mark or the dollar against the yen or something like that. That they use it even more than stock traders, right? So that Fibonacci curve is very valuable. A lot of traders really, they swear by it. I don't do that. I look at the fundamentals of the company. I go by the fundamentals. And then when it comes to currency, there's no telling. You know, any kind of event anywhere in the world can change currency at the twinkling of an eye. So you got to be careful with foreign exchange. But that is pretty interesting. I know we used fractals for this to measure the speed or the performance of a computer. I know when I had my first home computer, PC, it was an IBM clone, XT8086, and it could draw, you'd zoom in on a fractal and you come back the next day to see it completed. And then you'd zoom in on it again. That's when mice were brand new. You had to describe your points mathematically, your square to zoom into, but then mice came out. That was about the same time mice were coming out. I remember I had the hardest time getting my mother to coordinate her hand and her finger and the mouse movement on the screen. She had the hardest time connecting those two. She pushed the mouse the wrong way every time. But anyway, we did that at Michelin. We would get a new Spark computer or an Ultra Spark or something like that. And first thing we would do is throw fractals on it and then start zooming in on it. And that'll give you a really good idea of how much horsepower you got with a computer. And boy, when those Ultra Sparks come out, you could just zoom and zoom and zoom all day long. They were hugely fantastic machines. So yeah, you can get tied up in math and, you can spend a whole day working with math if you're not careful. KK4JVQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Here you go then. So we have a basis to talk about Zentangle. Zentangle is a drawing using that mathematical progression, and it does result in a curve. It is fascinating. Since Donna brought it up, she was trying to explain this to me just today, and, you know, I learned a lot. But then I went to the computer, and I learned a lot more. And it seems that nature is full of the Fibonacci series of numbers. If you look at a sunflower, you know, the sunflower has seeds and petals, but the seed arrangement on a sunflower is in a spiral. And you can count them, and they absolutely follow that series of numbers, the Fibonacci series of numbers in flowers. If you look at the branching of trees, from the trunk, which is, let's call that zero, there are no branches yet. First branch, you got one. And then that has two little branches. And this is just the way they grow. And then that has two little branches. And now you have the one plus one is two. And then the next time you got three. And it just goes on like that. I just sit here being more and more amazed at how often this is accomplished in nature. And wouldn't you know, I was wondering this the whole time. Let me let this drop. If it might be that this would show up in our DNA, and it absolutely does. I was trying to gather here the place where I saw that. It was near the end of the article. But anyway, DNA is like, it's a spiral, of course. And if you just consider the sides of a ladder, if you were going to climb a ladder, you put your hands on the sides to steady yourself. And you climb on the rungs. The number of rungs in the distance that any distance you might measure follows this series of numbers. It is everywhere in nature. Now, the author of this article that I've read suggests that all of this is a coincidence. And I've heard several people, among them people whose name, I don't want to mention people, but names you would know, simply say there are no coincidences. There are not. Everything has a reason. Everything's there for a reason. Everything has a cause. And you could call that a reason. And I must believe that, looking at nature and how often this repeats itself, even in our own DNA, and how the double helix is constructed. I was just fascinated. So, started with a simple, well, it's not so simple, actually, a beautiful drawing that she had worked hours on. And if you look up Zentangle, you get some examples of that. It's spelled just like it sounds. So that was the fascinating day that I had, and I'm happy for it. I knew that I wouldn't bore you, Dave. I can be boring, I know that. My mind goes everywhere, and there's no bound of I'm an inquisitive person. I grew up that way. I mean nothing disrespectful about my parents or my siblings, but nobody else was that hungry. Nobody else wanted a set of encyclopedias for their birthday. But that's what I wanted, and that's what I got one year. And I read through that and ate them up. Anyhow, Dave, you have a good night. Anyone still listening, please have a good night. Buckle up for some colder weather. I mean, we're still in February, but spring is so close. Thanks be to God. Everyone have a good night. 7-3, Dave.
Well, Larry, do appreciate you bringing that to the net. Yeah, that you'll keep my interest all night long talking about math or learning in general. I know I used to, airplanes, motorcycles, bicycles, lawnmowers, it didn't matter, boats, whatever it was. I just wanted to tear them apart and put them back together, kind of like you with the watch I think you described one time, taking a watch apart and putting it back together. It's the same way. We have that in common. Just want to know more and more and more. I can watch those Discovery Channel documentaries all day long, and Amy, she can't do that. She doesn't like that. That's extremely boring. So, yeah, it's a different kind of a person that likes that, enjoys that. But anyway, Larry, appreciate you hanging around, and be sure and hang around till after the net, because I think it's going to be Chad there that's looking for you after the net. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW? Okay, I haven't missed anyone for comments or missed any check-ins called W4DJW.
34SKD.
Go ahead, Larry.
I checked in, no rag chew, but I will change that if it's okay and give you some rag chew when it comes my turn, KC4SKD.
It absolutely is okay, and it is your turn. Your second one up on stump. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Good, W4DJW in the net. This is KC4SKD. It's been a very busy day around here. We got up this morning, went to breakfast, and came back and got the chainsaw fence. So we went to cleaning off anything that was touching and about to get in the fence. Worked on that for a good while, and glad we got that done. You have to constantly keep briars and vines and
unfortunately, poison oak out of the way. And we got all that done. And then I went back to the car. I've determined the thing has got a very serious problem. I'm highly suspicious it's got a blown head gasket. Because I drove it about 3 miles, and I went over to Chick-fil-A and got something to drink, and I came out, and it was pouring the coolant out of the top of the radiator.
Well, if it's a blown head gasket, that means you probably have, you probably spot some, if you let it cool down enough to where you can leave the radiator cap off of it, and you can watch the water going by, you might see spots of oil in it where the oil chambers and the water mix, or oil gets in the water, and you can probably pull the dipstick out and hold a lighter underneath of it and hear water crackling in the oil. Bad head gaskets will do that. It'll let those two mix.
I'm investigating to do. I've got a compression tester borrowed. I just got to go get it, and I'm going to do that. And also, you can buy this little test kit. What happens is when it's cool, you take the radiator cap off and you put this little piece there in place. It doesn't fasten in like the cap does, but you've got a rubber cone shaped, and you pour some blue dye in it. And while the engine's running, you got like a turkey baster bulb that sucks bubbles up into the dye. And if it changes brown, then that's the sign right there that the head gasket's blown.
Well, that is a very good way to do that. It reminds me of a Maverick I had one time, a Ford Maverick, straight six. And it was a coworker of mine. He said he's taken it everywhere, and it has the same symptoms that you're talking about. And nobody could fix it. And he said, just if you fix it, fix it. If you can't fix it, then I'm done with it. So I stripped it all down, and I took it up to Doc Green, and he put the crankcase in his vat, and he acid, you know, cleaned it, and then took it back out, and he couldn't find it, but he said that with those engines, that they had a place back between the fifth and the sixth cylinder, where because of the way the engine torqued, when you put a lot of torque on it, that it would crack between a water area where water flows and drilled holes where the oil goes to get down to the main bearings, or where it leaves the main bearings and goes up and oils the upper side of the block. And so I told that to the guy. I told the guy that I worked with, I said, I'll continue to do that if you want me to, but it could be cracked inside. You can't see that. It's not, and it kind of acts like a broken head gasket, but it wasn't a broken head gasket. And he told me to go ahead and put it back together, and we'll see if it works. And if it works, he'd keep it. If it doesn't, he junked it. So we put it back together, and it still had the same problem, so we junked it. Because that was a common problem with the straight six-cylinder Mavericks back in that day.
Think about that particular vehicle, because my parents bought one in 74. And it had that same engine in it. I believe it was a 250 cubic inch. And it was a good running car, and we didn't keep it long enough for it to have a problem like that. We traded it and got something better. The car didn't have air conditioning, which was quite an inconvenience in the summertime. But other than that, it was a pretty decent vehicle. But, yeah, I'm highly suspicious of this. And if it's just the head gasket that's blown and nothing that's warped or cracked or whatever caused it, I'll probably take the thing apart myself and replace it, and of course get the head worked on a little bit. But I don't know. That remains to be seen, and we'll find out when I get some testing done with it.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with it. My dad had one of those too. He had a probably the same year, 74, 75, red inline six-cylinder Maverick. It was three in the tree, right? So it was no manual shift or no automatic transmission. It had manual windows that you roll up and roll down. That was very common in that day anyway. Electric windows were rare. And what else did it have? I think it had a bench seat in it. Anyway, I remember that car. And same thing, my dad eventually traded that for, I think he got a Monte Carlo. When he traded that on a Monte Carlo. But the car was good. It did, you know, it got him back and forth from Greenville to Spartanburg every day for many, many years until he, you know, got the Monte Carlo. And I really liked the Monte Carlo a lot better than the Maverick. But anyway, Larry, I wish you the best of luck with it. I know that can be somewhat aggravating, but it's also a learning experience at the same time.
It is a learning experience. And, you know, that's I've told several people, I told Gary, that that's the car with the 2-meter radio in it. And I bet the guys that I normally talk to on the way home from work have wondered, where's Larry gone? Hadn't heard him lately. Anyway, but, yeah, I'll keep everybody informed as what we decide to do. If the engine's bad, we're definitely going to replace it. I don't want to buy another car because we just like this one too much. Okay, Dave, maybe somebody else will be around for check-in. Good talking to you, and hope everybody has a good evening. W4DJW in the net, KC4SKD.
Okay, Larry, do appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion of the net, and it's good. It's good that we, the more people we can get that are comfortable with doing that, the better it is, because we all get to know each other better that way. So I appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion, and I also appreciate you picking up every other Friday, too, because, you know, the more diversity we have in the quantity of net control operators, the larger the interest group that we entertain when we do that. I really like listening to your nets. So appreciate that, Larry. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for RagChew, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. All right, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where KO4HKX Patrick will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm sure you don't want to miss it, and he'll enjoy having you there on the net. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.
4JBQ, KO4NUE.
4NUE, KK4JBQ. I was told to hang back and wait for your call. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. Just going to sit around and talk with you for a few minutes. I have to go in the house here in a little bit, but I had a chance to talk with you for a while, and I got a chance to enjoy the radio for a little bit, so figured I'd take advantage of it.
One of the reasons why we have these things and keep them going. I want to take this opportunity to say thank you one more time for this excellent antenna. I've been so pleased with it. It hasn't, as far as I know, it hasn't caused anyone to guess that it's an antenna. It's well enough described. It looks like, you know, a trombone slide that's, you know, the way it's made. Just there out of copper, and never thought that it was an antenna. And it works so good.
Get on to your, say something, let me know. We have it back, and we'll solder on a hose bib on it. You can hook a hose pipe to it and run your coax through the hose pipe. That way they'll think it's a water sprinkler.
Okay. I could picture that. Yes, I could. I do have it. I don't know if there is a proper height for a 2-meter antenna. But it's at about, its feed point is at about 6 feet. And then there's the rest of it going higher than that. I felt that was, well, it was easy to attach it to the, what do you call it, dog-eared fence? I've heard some people call it that. It's a privacy fence. The cut of the board is dog-eared. Oh, boy. Oh, so, we got so much to talk about. I got your little movies and witnessed your, you know, very good construction technique on your own. Would you call that a breakout box? It really was very functional. I think as you demonstrated it, it worked on all of its functions. But was interesting, and I want you to tell me why there were like seven little ones instead of one long one. You know, maybe there were seven of those things. You know, no problem, but I just wondered why it was broken up like that.
What are you talking about? The wires hanging out?
Oh, no, I could guess at what those are. I'm not getting it right, but that didn't... no, that... I was looking at the same thing in seven little movies. You know, I just wondered what the reason for that might have been, whether it was you had to make some changes in between shots or something like that.
I can't send more than 59, 61 seconds worth of video on text message. Anything over that, it's too much to send, so I have to keep them under 1 minute.
My ignorance. I don't think, ever sent a video. Well, maybe I have, but it was an airdrop. We were in the same room, me and Donna, and I had something on my phone. I don't know where I got it or what it was now, but she wanted it, and I says, well, can we use that airdrop thing? And she said, sure. I know she would know how to get that done. I am not acquainted with anything but the word. So she knew exactly what to do, and I airdropped this little video clip over to her phone. I don't know how long it was in terms of time, but I'm not very savvy, and maybe it's because I have yet to find a reason. And that's the only airdrop I've ever done. You know, I don't do this stuff very often. But anyway, I found the context, the subject matter, I found that really interesting and a very well-built box, for crying out loud. I saw all the lines you used for references to drill the holes and everything. Now, that's a very smart thing, too, because You drive all the way up there, the hazardous road and everything else, and you get out, you walk in the door, you don't have to do anything but look in that direction, I'm thinking, and you get sort of a status, don't you? It's like a status box, right?
Four NUE with KK4JBQ. So let's back up just for a second. So the videos that you got, you mentioned twice that they were little videos. So when you get the videos, are they full screen or are they this little half inch by half inch square video?
In my case, little is, I substituted short for little, or little for short, whichever way, you know. They're short videos, and you explained why that's the case. And I realized that I could make them full screen if I wanted to, but when they actually started playing, they got larger. Yes, I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, so reason I'm saying that is if you send a video or somebody sends you a video and it's got the little bitty screen that you can't really tell what the video is, just, you know, put your thumb or finger on it and hold it until it gives you an option to download it. Then you download it, then go into your video folder and you can see the video at full screen. And then you know, can delete it afterwards, I guess, if that's what you want to do. But, yeah, just making sure you get the whole video full screen, you know.
And it was fun, you know, to watch what you're doing. So, and I wondered, this one question, I wondered whether this is something that is accomplished in the communication work that you did in military service, if indicator boxes like that were something that you've done before, or did you pick this up later? You know, that occurred to me.